great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Welcome back to another episode of Great Morning. I'm your host, Christian Mermer, Merms, Mermdog, whatever the fuck you want to call me. And to the bottom of my computer screen, we have with us the Fact Queen, my sister from the East, that Puerto Rican mamacita from Spanish Harlem, Stephanie 3.0. How you doing, Steph?
Hello, motherfuckers. I just finished taking a nice shit, and I cleaned my hands after that, and I wiped. I made sure to like wipe 5 times, you know, and then come back with a wet wipe. You feel me? Because you never know. You just never fucking know, right? So I did that, and then I was like, "Ooh, let me make myself a drink," and that's exactly what I did. And then I was like, "Oh shit, look at the time. Mermsies and Shay Shay is waiting for me, so I gotta go." Yep. But now I'm here. How are you guys? How are you guys?
Fantastic. What are you drinking?
I don't know. It's like some shit from like Colombia. It's like some anise shit. It's funky.
That's it? It's just like the straight liquor?
Yeah, straight liquor. You see, it's clear. It looks like water.
Oh, jeez. So is it tequila?
Nah, it's not tequila. It tastes like, you ever had star anise before?
Star anise?
Like you, it's like a little herb, and it's like a shape of a star, and like, you know, sometimes people make it like with tea and shit like that, but this one was just made out of straight liquor.
Okay,
I do.
Listen, Shay Shay, I'm gonna need you to stop. That's your new name for me, Shay Shay.
A star herb.
Yes. All right. See, listen, I'm gonna find it for y'all. But can we talk about O'Shea and why he's fucking glowing? He is looking like a whole motherfucking happy ass joint right now. And I need to be on that high right now.
All right. All right. Fine. She's ready. She's like, all right, let's segue to the person of the hour. All right. That's fine. By the way, I will introduce another one of our co-hosts once he gets here. I think Chuck is just running a little late right now. But I want to introduce some other amazing person we have with us today. To the top left of my computer screen, we have with us someone who has been here since the beginning, all right? And I think last season, one of our fans was able, I think we knew this, but one of our fans was able to like do the math, something that I wanted to do going back, and said that this person that I'm about to introduce has been on the podcast like the most times of anyone other than like the main hosts. So like the most recurring person to be a guest on the podcast. But of course, since he's been a guest for so many episodes, he's not a guest anymore. And he hasn't been a guest for a long time. He is a special guest co-host. All right. He is a special guest co-host. And that amazing person is, of course, O'Shea Ivy. How the hell are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. I feel honored. You know, Chuck is on his way in. DJ Chucky, you know, coming from the closet. And I'm just really blessed, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I stopped drinking.
Is that unfortunate?
Oh, yeah, really? Very unfortunate. Yeah. I also I'm trying to stop smoking Black and Milds, you know, and that's just... You know, I've been smoking them since a preteen, and I feel like I thought it was just going to be a part of my life for forever. And I'm trying to put them down, man. That's what I've been up to.
How long? I know you, because we talked on the phone before this episode. How long have you done the cold turkey with the Black and Milds?
It's been like 13 hours.
13 hours.
Yeah.
And you're already feeling the effects?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, it took me like an hour and a half to get out of bed because I had to think about what I was going to do other than go to the store
and get some Black and Milds, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy. I remember I did cold turkey when I was smoking cigarettes and like using like the vape, like the Juul. You know what's funny? I think you were one of the people that convinced me to stop using it, because I'll never forget the way you put it. And I've said it this way ever since. I was like, well, it's supposed to be safer than smoking a cigarette. And you're like, how can it be safer? You're smoking a battery. I was like, yeah, no, that's a good fucking point. Let me try to stop this. And I did that cold turkey, and that fucking sucked. You're like, everything, like, dude, I'm telling you, like, if you get past the next like 2-3 weeks, I think you should be golden. But that first like 2-3 weeks, they suck. You're irritable, obviously. You got cravings out of the ass. You'll try to do other things you don't even realize to comfort those cravings. So like, for instance, a lot of the times, like when people quit having any nicotine cold turkey, because nicotine suppresses your hunger, start eating more. Not saying you're gonna, but you might start being like, fuck, like, you know, instead of Black and Mild, let me eat some fucking chips or some other bullshit. And then also like, because your mental state, like, you're so used to it, it like brings you like a little bit of like, you know, euphoria. You kind of almost get like depressed and anxious too. Like every part of your body, it just sucks for like 2 weeks. So like, you know, I have high hopes for you because you are a strong willed man, but like, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm off the challenge.
Shut up. So what I was going to say was, that's kind of interesting you say that, because I used to smoke cigarettes myself years ago, and I was never like really addicted to cigarettes. Like, I just stopped smoking cigarettes. Like, and I didn't have like those kind of side effects where it was just like, oh my God, like I need a cigarette, or I have to substitute something for it. And I don't know. And it's like, and it was the same thing for weed. Like, I don't know if I could just turn that shit on and off, but like, it's amazing to like hear other people and like how they like go through withdrawals. Cause the same thing with my baby mama, like my baby mama drinks so much Coors Light that if she, like, her body gets the shakes if she don't get it. Like, she needs to have.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's like.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, she's deep in it. Like, it's bad. Like, it gets real. Like, she won't drink for six days, right? And she'll have one day off. This bitch will fucking guzzle 36 cans like that.
What? 36 killing chuckies.
I swear on everything that I fucking love. I'm dead ass serious. Like, it's a real fucking thing.
Holy,
like, shit. Swallow a dick every now and then. 36 cans. Shit.
36 motherfucking cans. All right. And I'd be like, best friend, like, what you doing, baby mama? Like, you be bugging. And this is why she be sending me those crazy ass videos, like the video I showed y'all last week, because she gets lucky. And then she be like, you know, and I'd be like,
oh gosh, yeah.
What video you sent us last that week? Where was I at?
Man?
That was last episode or the first
That was last episode. Remember when I showed y'all the video?
No.
Wasn't the last episode? Was it 2 weeks ago? Whenever the fuck
was that? What was that?
You did show us. Chuck, I know you were there.
Maybe you were using the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe you were taking a shit as well.
Man, look, I did this damn engagement party last night. Bartender was like mixing two wines together, some shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Hit me different.
Is it gross?
Did it?
Was it
dry and sweet? Or like, what was it?
It was sweet. It was good. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, the shit was banging. But, you know, just for the next morning, it just hit you different. I'm gonna be lit because, you know, I'm an older man and I know to take my ibuprofen and Tylenol before bed.
You sound like a fucking old ass man.
Well, you're the one with no hair, right?
Oh,
and fucking, I'm reading my book with my legs crossed as glasses. Goddamn. Kanye son mustache.
Don't no, man. You got all of the sayings, though. Like, if I had your voice right now, oh my gosh.
I'm
going to try to go find me a Bethel or something. Or Esther.
Esther. Nah, for real. Like, hey, if y'all ain't take, if you drink anything, you have to take ibuprofen before bed. Like, you...
Nah.
if you wake up with a slight little bit of hangover, or you wake up groggy or whatever, your solution should be ibuprofen before bed. And I'm in my 30s now. Like, I want
to
wake up.
I would
up
be scared before... to do that because I have liquor in my system, and then I have ibuprofen.
Why you say? Aren't you exiting your 30s?
No, I'm not exiting my 30s.
Like, exit.
Like, my cartwheel's better than all of y'all's.
No way.
What is this? Like, 30,
bro? We're
doing
athletic. I do
yoga. I'm just saying. No, as long as you can do a cartwheel, you're 30 at least.
Black people are very athletic, so I believe it.
Stephanie, you could do a split, right?
I sure can.
You can?
I sure fucking can. You want me to do a split?
This nigga's a freak.
Hold on.
Oh, I thought she'd be joking.
Baby daddy,
you know, here we go, you know, like a little hula hoop, no coconut.
He said, baby daddy.
I really can't imagine any way to make that happen, though, in real life.
What, a split?
If there's a will, there's a way.
I'm just saying, you know, at this age, it's just really lickety split the missionary and turn it over and go to sleep.
I thought that's how men died. Like, trying to do a split. I'm serious.
All right.
But anyway, that shit was lit. But it was motherfucking, you got to take ibuprofen. Okay, moral of the story, take ibuprofen. And although people like to laugh at the shit like y'all asses, and you got to do it because
it's a comedy podcast.
It's a solution to your problem. Okay.
All right, we will definitely do it. You know, let me do this right real quick. By the way, this person obviously that is talking right now to the bottom right of my computer screen is our in-studio comedian, Topazkin Chubbsway, DJ Chucky. How you doing, sir?
Oh, damn, I'm good.
Everyone was, you all my co-hosts were taking shits this morning.
That's right.
Like I said, yo, that bartender was mixing wines. I watched the first one, and he poured one bottle in a cup, and then another bottle in a cup. I said, hey.
So they were both dark?
I don't know. Mm. They looked, you know, it was dark in the room, you know what I mean, in the little venue or whatever.
You know what you got to try? You got to try Hennessy with Moet. That shit right there.
That sound like a baby shower drink.
That just made my...
Something, Larry. Fucking tell you something. You get some motherfucking Moet and some Henny. Lord, fuck a honey, fuck a blue chew, fuck all that shit. You gonna be like, you gonna be so motherfucking hard, it's not even funny. Like,
alcohol never does that for me, man. Everybody be like, yo, you get this honey dick. Nah. I'll just take a regular pill. Like,
nah, fuck that. Hennessy and Moet. Mix that bitch. Mix it. It is the best. Listen, and then you got to tell your bitch, you know, when y'all about to fuck, like, yo, just make sure that, you know, like, she gonna be on one anyway. It's I'm telling you, Hennessy and motherfucking Moet, that shit's gonna change your motherfucking life. You gonna want
to
do that shit.
Or you could do some dick ups. You know, you take a wet towel, you take a wet towel and put it on your dick, and then just...
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
What is a dick
up? What?
It's a workout, man. So the weight, I know what you're talking about. It's the weight, man. The weight of that wet towel, you know, and you do your Kegel.
I was bamboozled by that one day. I was kind of like fucking around with my boss, right? And one day,
where is this going?
And then one day, right?
He
dropped paper on his lap, right? And then he made his shit jump. And I was like, ooh, this shit is sturdy as fuck, right? So I was like, oh, shit, you know? But then when it came down to the get down, Bobby had a developing fetus. So I don't even know how the fuck that happened. But he must have been doing that wraparound towel shit. And, he was probably exercising, because how the fuck your fetus is looking like that?
Fetus?
Yeah, it was a baby fetus. It was.
It was huge?
A baby fetus. It was tiny.
Wait, I have a few questions with this. I am also confused.
Why are you confused?
Why did you see your boss's penis?
I didn't see my boss's penis. He was wearing regular pants, and then he decided to throw a piece of paper on his lap, and then he went bloop, and then it made the paper go up. You know what I'm
saying? I mean, how far did the paper go up for you to be?
Well, I was just kind of impressed because he was at work. So I was like, oh shit, look at your paper, you know? But
why was your boss doing this at work?
This nigga's a freak.
I'm telling you, he was like,
let me tell you why. Because there was this other girl, right? This other Puerto Rican girl, and he was like, "Damn, these two bitches is hot." And then, like, it's just a long ass crazy story. It's crazy.
More
of the story. Did anybody smash? That's kind of
no, man. Because it was so fucking tiny, I was disappointed. So I was like, I can't do this. And then, you know, a week after, I got fucking fired.
Wait, what? Okay, again, though, how do you know? How do you know it was tiny if you didn't see it? That's what I'm asking.
No, because you see, they asked if I smashed. I didn't smash, but I saw it, and I was just like, whoa.
This is
bad.
Yeah, but how did you see it is what I'm asking.
Oh, because he showed it to me.
He showed you his penis.
Yeah. Do guys just like pull their pants down? It's like, all right.
But not at work though. He didn't do this at work. This was outside of work. This wasn't German business hours. It was outside business hours.
Oh, okay. That makes it 10 times better.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he mad because you didn't smash.
Yeah, he fucking fired me.
I still have a question.
One right after you.
Oh no, you know what? You go first. I've already asked the last two.
Okay, if you were the guy. And then he unbuckles his pants and like bends all the way over to pull his pants down. Are you still gonna fuck?
If he gotta bend his what?
Like if he like you know bend how you bend over to touch your toes? Like what if he pull his pants down like that? You still gonna fuck?
No, I'm gonna be embarrassed.
Why would you be embarrassed?
Because why you gotta bend over? Why you just can't be a regular person and just like move your legs up and down to get it down? You know, like shimmy it down.
See, I've always been lucky in that situation. Every girl has always just taken my pants down.
No. Not the legs up. No, you don't lift the legs up though. He just bend over. That's it.
Like all right, we're watching.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh man. Okay.
There is a way. All right. So when you mean he locks his knees?
The locks his straight up.
Locks his knees. I just had to do with what is it called? What did I just do?
A sumo squat?
No, it was a test. It was some kind of a test I did. It was a case study. I did a case study. Mm-hmm. So I just imitated taking off my pants, and I was like, "Wait a minute, you have to bend over." Well, you do bend over just slightly.
Oh, you don't. You
raise your knees up.
No, yeah, you can do the leg lift.
Out of your pants.
You can do the leg lift.
To get your points.
Yeah.
And wiggle.
Yeah, so you bend over slightly.
Yeah, show us again.
And then right knee up.
Yeah. Right knee up. That's the normal. You can still get some pussy like that.
Yeah. It's a three-step process. Now, what he just said, and I just did the case study on, it's a one-step process, and I actually like that. I don't know why. Look at this. Look how... That was one swoop.
That's crazy. Like, you looking like you're about to go into a certain position. Why you...
I'm taking my pants off like that.
Nah, that's too much ass in the air for me.
Nah, I got a lot of ass, but look. I'm doing it that way. That was easy.
You
mean to tell me when I get to the ankle part to take my pants off at my ankles, I'm like
he said a prayer. I'm
tired.
Like, damn.
That one I hope you do give a nigga some pussy when you do the goddamn one swoop. He's efficient. He's getting to the point.
You're fishing. You know, ain't not ready to get.
I didn't notice that until I looked at the case study that when you lock your knees and do one good swoop, you get into the business.
Like let it fall to the ground and just get to it.
In the Navy, we call that airspeed. You know, you try out a way and then you try out another way and you see what's better.
Lean Sigma sure. 6.
Lean you know? Sigma Damn. 6. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see this? Look, one swoop. Yeah,
yeah,
it's over.
Nah, but your ass is like, nah.
Ain't no girl behind me. I be mad as hell. Don't walk behind me in the kitchen. Don't walk behind me.
Don't walk.
So I still have one last question for Stephanie before we're gonna move back to O'Shea here. And then we have a segment. We actually have a few segments, but we got another segment we want to do with O'Shea. So Stephanie, again, okay. I got it. You're not at work, it's after hours now.
Yeah.
Why did your boss show you his penis?
Because he really liked me. He really wanted to fuck me. That's what happened. He really wanted, like, let me tell you something. When I went in for the job interview, it wasn't even a real fucking job interview. Like the motherfucker was just looking at me all with googly eyes and whatever. And then he was like, do you have any questions for me? I was like, absolutely not. But I know I'm starting on Monday, right? He was like, I like you. And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, yeah, I'll see you Monday morning at 8:30. And that's how it went. And from there, like, you know, like I was fake doing my work, but I knew my boss was feeling me. And, you know, I was like, you cute, whatever. And okay. I thought, you know,
so but- he didn't want to do any foreplay. He's just like, I need to show you my dick first before.
Oh, nah. Cause you see, all right. So before dick push up, right? He was showing me, like, he was, like, all into, like, that BDSM shit. You know, he had, like, the feathers and the handcuffs.
He brought his feather to work.
Where was this? Where were you? What is happening?
Yeah, where I'm at work.
Were you in the dungeon? What was happening here?
That's what I want to know. Yeah, please, back up.
Stephanie, you're leaving out. There's so many holes in this story.
I feel like you fucked.
No, I didn't. Fortunately, I did not, because that would have been a big L on my behalf.
Yeah.
But nah.
Why would that be a big L? You would have kept your job.
No, because I wasn't going to be feeling anything anyway. Like, his shit was like legit as big as my motherfucking pinky finger. And I have small ass hands. Like, it's not okay.
That's a strong ass pinky to be popping paper in the office.
He was doing what you said, Shay. He was wrapping the towel and doing dick ups.
Hey, man. It was hear me out.
All right.
All I'm saying is that you probably wouldn't have gained any mileage on that coochie if it was small.
I like that assessment.
I didn't think about that. I like that. You're absolutely
so you wouldn't. Mileage. It wouldn't be an unfortunate event. You ain't losing no mileage.
That made me think about one girl.
It feels good. You know what I mean? If you got 50 bodies, but all 50 of your bodies is below average is what, 6, 5.5 inches? You know what I mean?
Is that 4?
5.5? No.
Look, this one girl said,
"Do shores and growers," but you got,
if you don't go wrong, inches, the body don't count if you don't go wrong.
That's not true either, because if bro is huge and you got a condom on, you gaining mileage on that cooch.
Oh, yeah. You gaining mileage and you got another fucking tunnel.
You gaining mileage, bro.
Can I another add something tunnel. To this then? So if we're talking about, by the way, we're not, I know Stephanie can sound a little, not aggressive, but a little stern. Some deep. We are not. We're not shaming anyone for the size of their member. Of course, here at Great Morning, we love.
If you
all
can lift somebody up with your pinky, you need an award.
We love our fans, no matter the size of your member.
I don't, because if you little, I can't fuck with you.
You're not gaining no mileage.
Stephanie, don't say that. I don't want to lose listeners here, just in case anyone out there is like, God damn it.
No, man.
I like them all. One size fit all.
No, you don't even need to say that. I'm just saying we're not shaming anyone for the size of it. Anyway, so what I'm saying is I was talking. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to put them on glass like this. But I was talking to someone I know who is a gay man.
And he has a small penis.
No. Well, I don't know, but show me your penis. And he was telling me, because he's very open with this stuff, he says he actually prefers the men he's with to have smaller members, because obviously a man does not, they don't have an OG man does not have a vagina, right? So like they got to take it in the ass. And the ass is much tighter, you know, it's a little harder to get in there. So the smaller willies actually aren't as bad for him, he said. So I wonder if that would be better also, Stephanie, you don't have to say for you, but like from a girl, if the guy did have
like you said, like the pinky size. If instead, you know, that went into your ass, perhaps it would be better that way, you know?
Okay. All right. You know what?
No, because then there will be no point in us doing adult things because I'm not going to feel nothing, you know?
No, but in your butt, you would. Because it's much more sensitive to that.
You know what's going to end up being stuck in your ass? The condom.
I mean, it doesn't have to wear a condom.
No, but you have to, because I don't know. No. You have to wear condoms for all holes.
Even the mouth?
Well, not the mouth, because ain't nobody trying to taste a chocolate fucking plastic thing. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, it's weird. Which is, that's insane. I'm you know what? One day, I'm going to be about to eat some coochie, and I'm going to pull out a dental dam. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to pull it out.
Just put it like next to you guys. Like on the bed. Just like put it there. Don't say anything. Keep going.
Yeah, and that's no, but nah, bro. You know that kind of reminds me of a story when my baby mother was having sex with a guy that had like a developing fetus going on down there, and she said like, you know,
it just makes it sound gross.
Stephanie,
I wish there was a better way. I wish you could just say small penis.
Can you just say like
developing?
Can you
fetus.
Say corn dog? No, not. Can you say fucking? Pig in a blanket or something.
Pig in a blanket, like a, yeah.
All right. So.
Or a pizza roll.
All right. A pizza roll.
Mm. Okay.
A pizza bite with like little pepperoni bits, you know? All right. So.
A combo.
Yes, with extra cheese, right? So what happened was she was dating this guy, right? And they smashed. And because my baby mom was crazy. She was like, Stephanie, she calls me and she's like, there's something wrong. I said, what happened? She was like, this motherfucker, like, he left something inside. And I was like, what happened, baby mama? And she was like, yo. And then, like, she FaceTimes me and there's a whole fucking condom stuck up in there because he wasn't wearing his correct glove size. You cannot be acting like you a Magnum if you a shrimp. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're going to be swimming and then now you just increased your chances of getting a bitch pregnant.
Oh. Well,
no,
yeah.
That's crazy to me. Mm-mm.
You just got to make sure it's on right. I think most of the time, actually, it could do with the size factor, obviously, if you're buying a Magnum condom and you're.
No, it's definitely mainly the size.
But no, sometimes I feel like guys have a problem even bringing it down all the way. And then, like, they'll bring it down a little bit. And then it's just like, it'll just come off. Like, you can't.
That's the trick that they do then. That's purposeful right
they
there.
They gotta, yeah, it could be purposeful, but like you gotta like bring it all the way down. Like
my baby mama is pro-abortion. So she's, you know what I'm saying? She's not trying to trap nobody. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't saying she was. No, I was saying, like, I think there O'Shea was saying, like, the guy, if he was trying to pull something.
I appreciate
well,
it.
I mean, but yeah.
I feel like you're trapping like a damn mother. God damn. Shit. You get sent the money to get the abortion, bitch. Get the abortion.
All right. I want to move away from there's still some, I think the story's better now, but there's still some holes in the, because it originally started with one day I saw my boss
doing it for you, man.
Doing a trick with his paper with his dick. I was like, what is happening? So we're going to move away from that for a bit here. We want to do...
Is there an age limit on abortions? Like, could your grandma go in there?
Your grandma's not getting...
Because there's, like, Bernice Burgos. Like, she's, like, 42 years old, and she's an Instagram grandma. And, you know, she's a bad little joint. And if she gets pregnant, she could go to the abortion clinic.
I think he meant like a traditional grandma, like by the time you get into your 60s, you become the grandma.
Oh, well, Susan Sarandon, you know, she got pregnant and she was fine.
Or you don't think that they'll just be like, yeah, just go on a roller coaster or something.
Yeah. Come on, because you have a higher chance of dying on a roller coaster.
Oh my God. I have no idea. That's an interesting point. I think there's whenever you hit menopause, you can no longer have kids. And usually women go through menopause like around mid 50s or early 50s.
Wow.
I'm kind of excited for that shit.
Okay. So moving on. Sorry. There is one segment. There's a new segment because O'Shea, like we said before, you've been on the show a bunch of times. There's a new segment we actually started for this season. And it's interesting. I'm going to do my best with it,
without Jimmy being here, because Jimmy's the one who in imagined this. He came up with this segment, and I want some help from both Stephanie and Chuck here, because do you remember last episode we did it with Rush? It was the thank you for your service segment, but it didn't just apply to people who were in the military before. It doesn't have to be that way. So do you guys remember the exact rules? Was it essentially just like, tell us a story that we can all be thankful for? Was that it? What was the, like, what is the main point? Like, what should I tell O'Shea here? Because I don't want to do the segment wrong.
You gotta tell him. So he had a question, drafted, but you gotta ask about, it was like a traumatic time.
Was it? Because it was like,
it was a traumatic time. You have to tell us.
Mm. Oh, it was.
It was a traumatic time. Damn.
Yes, because he was like, my last episode, he was like, "Don't fuck with
MAs."
MAs. And that was his traumatic time, which really his story went no fucking where. I'm still confused.
It went on for a while. I remember listening.
He said, "Don't fuck the MAs." He said, "Don't fuck the MAs rule because they'll trap you."
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, okay, we're going to do our best. And, when Jimmy comes back again, or when I have a chance to talk to him about it, because I didn't get a chance, obviously, because, by the way, to the listeners out there, congratulations to Jimmy. His son was born on Wednesday, I believe, Wednesday night. We are very, 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 very excited and very happy for him. And lots of love to him and his lady. And, there's no pictures of, his son or anything like that. They're keeping it on the down low, of course, but he did announce it on the last episode, so we can talk about it here a little bit. But yeah, anyway, congratulations to him. But okay, moving on to this.
I got something.
You got something for this segment or something before the segment?
No, I got something.
So essentially, O'Shea, this is the segment. Thank you for your service. And let's hear that jingle.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yes, because we made a jingle for it last episode. We did it. Wait until you. That's funny that you did that, O'Shea. Wait until you hear the fucking jingle. So now that we heard that jingle, essentially, O'Shea, you were going to tell us a story that, at some point in your life, that something, it doesn't need to, let's, I guess, be traumatic in the sense like, you've never recovered from it. We don't need to make this the darkest episode on the podcast, but something that there was a time where things were tough and perhaps you overcame it or had to deal with it. And, we want to see, we want to thank you for going through that difficult period. So can you tell us a story?
All right. So one time I was driving for Lyft, right? Mm-hmm. And I was really getting to it, man. I was getting up early, driving people around, sometimes 30, 45 minutes away, and keep my car clean, being a good driver, getting a lot of, I was making like $160 to $200 a day. And I had to go pick this young lady up like 6 in the morning. I guess she was going to work. And I picked her up, and then this one I was living with Merms downtown.
Oh yeah.
And it was a little rainy out, a little San Diego day. And I say, like, as soon as I dropped this lady off, my body was like, it's time to shit right now. And
I know this story.
I was about to, like, I was on my way to pick somebody else up. It rings, bling, and all. Except I'm already accepted. I'm dead. I'm locked in. I'm picking the next person up. Cancel that. And then, red lights are coming. It's downtown. And I looked out into the street. For some reason, it's like a primal thing kicked into my head where I was like, I may be able to park my car right here and just go shit. And get back in the car
and nobody will ever see me again, you know, whatever. They don't know who I am. And I don't know how I was doing this weird kind of clenching thing where I would like just like hike up in the seat. Like, I don't know. I felt like maybe if my ass didn't touch anything, it would feel like, you know, it's just not time to shit right now. I think I was a little too comfortable. So I'm like wiggling, making myself uncomfortable. Like, you know, obviously you don't do this on the toilet, no time to shit. I ended up making it back to the house and, you know, used the bathroom very violently. And that was the time when I made it. There was another time where I actually did shit on myself while I was.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, wait,
hold on. He's got to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't think he's done.
I called Murmur that day and I was like, hey, man, you know, just, it's okay. You know, life is going to do some things to you. I just shit on myself and like in the car. And a little bit came out, you know.
You sharted.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was being, I got greedy. I thought that I could squeeze out a fart.
Yeah.
And,
mistake.
It was wet. It was wet. Mm-hmm. I don't like those.
O'Shea, though, maybe I'm recalling the story wrong before we end the segment, before we say, you know, the TYS statement. Wasn't there a thing where like that happened, right? You were driving and then you pulled over because you luckily had a change of clothes, right? In your car.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'm sorry.
Now you don't have to tell it. You do not have
I'm gonna tell it. I was Lyft again and I dropped somebody off and I actually like shit on myself. And this wasn't like, this wasn't like that time where I said, you know, a little bit came out. Cause when that little bit came out, I caught it. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't hit thread. It didn't hit any fabric. It was still on cheeks. And then I made it up there and you know, got that done. This time it came out onto my clothing, fabrics, all of that. Like, I felt it. And then while I was changing my clothes,
you're pulled over on the side of the road, right?
Yeah, I pulled over into a parking lot and I'm black man, you know, black man tattoos. And I, whoop, whoop. And I said, oh God, I'm naked. God. Yeah, shit on myself naked. I might go to jail. And he's like, you all right there, buddy? And I'm like, yeah, I shit on myself.
So. No. You told him that?
I had to. I didn't.
You dead ass? To you told him about your shit, sir.
I'm naked. I was.
Bro. Yo, you the most gangster motherfucker I've ever known in my fucking life, bro.
That's, I mean, what?
Hold on, guys. Remember, we got to keep the comments to a minimum. Let him finish the story. Hold on.
And he was just like, okay, no problem. And just left.
Yeah.
And I, yeah. Like,
please tell me he gave you some tissue.
It's one of the best.
No, it's no, absolutely. I wouldn't have accepted it. No,
you wouldn't have accepted tissue from the boy.
No.
But why?
No.
Because just, then your eyes would have been itchy going back home.
No, that was a nice little 30-minute ride home. No, I wiped pretty well with the underwear that I had and.
Because you had an extra pair. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I had because you know I was hoeing at the time, so I always had some clothes in my bag.
And, I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? So
you smart. Yeah. I like you, Che.
God damn. Well, O'Shea,
thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate that.
That was a hell of a story. I feel like I kind of made you tell that one. I didn't know.
I forgot that one.
Yeah, I didn't know that one was because when you were talking about like the minute you said like, and I felt like I had to shit, I immediately thought of that story because that was, I remember when you called me and the same thing he just told us, that's what he said to me over the phone. And I was just like, dear God, that's the greatest story I've ever heard. That is fucking incredible.
I told the first story first because it hurt a lot more.
Yeah,
like trying to make it that one.
I think my body was like, man, we ain't going through that pain no more, man. Just gone.
Bang it.
We've all been there. I think that's really relatable to everyone because I we've had this conversation before. It was probably after that time when you came back to the place. Like you say, like when you're driving and you get that uncomfortable feeling, like you just got to shit all of a sudden and you're stuck because you're in a car. Like you got to get to a bathroom. You either got to get home or to work or wherever the hell you're going to get to a bathroom. And so like when that feeling comes, like, all your muscles, like you're clenching all of your muscles, like even muscles in your face, like everything is clenching. Every part of your body is working to hold it back. And literally your butt cheeks are the last line of defense. That's like if everything else failed before then, the first wall is broken and your butt cheeks are like in the back. The vanguard is already demolished at that point. Like, it's just like, dear God, we have to hold. So
the walls came down that day.
Yeah, the enemy won. The enemy got
under bridge came falling down.
I'm just glad
you had a cool cop that was just like,
for real. You had a nice cool cop because another cop would have been like, I don't give a fuck, boy. Here's some motherfucking tissue. Now you're under arrest.
You know,
he could have gave me a ticket or something. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, yeah, they could have done something like public nudity. But you know what? That I appreciate, especially, you know, I appreciate that cop because like he probably appreciated. You always hear that, like, I don't know if everyone, like, your moms always tell you, like, listen, you just be honest with the police and they won't get angry at you. Like, you know, so, like, he was just straight up honest with the cop. The cop's probably standing there like, okay, there's a naked guy. He has a car, so he's not, like, a homeless naked guy, probably. So, like, I'm going to ask him, like, hey, what's going on, buddy? And the minute you were just, you probably looked at him and he probably just saw in your eyes too, like you're just honest.
Can you
honest.
Imagine what he said to like, his fucking coworkers?
Yeah, like you're just honest and you're just like, officer, like I just shit on myself, so I'm just gonna change. Like he probably just appreciated that so much. He's probably like, all right, yeah, all right, take it easy. like let me get the fuck out of here.
Either that or he did not want to fuck with this.
Yeah, like also, yeah, you don't want to like arrest
not
a guy.
Not dealing
that's
with no shitty ass
like,
grown
what are
bands.
The odds? But what are the odds of you fucking pulling somebody over and their reasoning is like, yo, sir, I took a shit on myself and I have an extra pair of underwears in here. I really got to wipe my ass and I got to put this fresh pair of underwears on. Like, sir, I need to get home. But this was important. This was essential. This was first priority. I had to let this shit go. You know what
if
I'm saying?
If you was a girl, I wonder how that would have went if you was a girl. Like, how nasty would that cop be if he was just that?
Well, all right. So,
he should kind of cute. Like,
the cops don't give a fuck because I was copping a squat one day on 2nd Avenue on 83rd. Yeah. And the boys was like, ma'am, what you doing? I was like, sir, I am locked out of my house and I got to fucking pee. I got to go. Like, I gotta go. But like, while he was saying that shit, I was letting it go. You know, I was really locked out. I was really locked out and I had to pee. So it was either pee on myself or pee outside. I'm not peeing on myself because I'm not walking around in fucking 84 degree weather and it's fucking hot and humid outside. I'm gonna smell like hot ass piss. So I said, fuck that. I'm gonna just pee on the floor.
I'll tell you another story. This is more recent, actually. And this can be, that was my Lyft appreciation. This could be my being a dad appreciation.
Okay.
I was staying with my son's mom until my place was ready. And she didn't come home until about 9 p.m. And I'm...
The next day?
No. 9 p.m. So around like 8:15, I'm like, wow, I really do got to pee. Like real, real bad. So... I didn't want to pee in the neighborhood because I'm already skeptical about that. I'm like, I don't want to get her in trouble or some weird shit. I don't know. So I'm like, let me try to walk to Starbucks. Didn't make it. I just whipped out, started peeing on the, like, while I'm walking on the sidewalk.
What?
And And I was like, because I didn't want to look crazy, like standing still peeing. So I'm like, I'm gonna just walk with it.
You was pee walking.
Oh yeah.
Did you turn around and start walking backwards?
No. I was walking and just, you know what I'm saying, turned my, you know, angle to the side and just peed, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't, not one.
I need to do another case study.
Yeah, now we gotta do another case study. We gotta try this shit the fuck out because what?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I was,
like you said, you walked to the side.
No. I was walking.
He was walking this way, and then you walked to the side like this, and then so, you start walking sideways like this.
No. Weird.
You start sidestepping.
No, he's gonna show us.
He had it out to the left. Yeah.
He unzipped it,
took his Johnson out. He took the head out and he said,
look, he's showing us.
You were sidestepping.
No. You look like you fucking
you didn't make it look natural at all. You didn't just regularly walk.
Like, you look like a fucking black fireman, like trying to put out a motherfucking fire.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. like
a 45 degree angle.
You just had to walk around real quick. Let me side.
Yeah.
He went through with the crab walk.
What the fuck?
If I looked out my window and I saw that, I would have been like, this is.
I thought you at least would. You turned around and started walking backwards. That way you.
No, this motherfucker said,
You said, that's why I had to do a case study, because if it's going this way and you're walking this way, you eventually going to kick yourself. You're going to pee on your feet or something.
That's why I hit that angle, man.
We got to worry about the wind, too, because if the wind is going northeast and you walking southwest, that shit might just go to the center. Feel me?
You know what? I'm not going to question you.
That's something else.
Oh my God. All right. That is some bodily fluid funny stories there. Thank you for your service, O'Shea. We really appreciate
your
story.
Thank you.
So, we're actually a little ahead on time here. So I want to go ahead and segue immediately into another segment with O'Shea. And this segment, O'Shea's been doing it since the beginning. All right. There's nothing new about this segment. He knows what he's doing. All right. It's the oldest, maybe not the oldest, but one of the oldest, longest running segments we've been doing here at Great Morning. And that is, of course, the word of the day. Word of the day. Oh, okay. So, O'Shea, I know you know how the word of the day works, but I'm going to actually ask Stephanie to give the rules of the word of the day, because now we're all going to switch off, because last episode Jimmy gave the rules. So this episode Stephanie's going to give the rules instead of me or Jimmy. Stephanie, can you give O'Shea the rules for the word of the day and our listeners, of course, because I know O'Shea knows how it works.
All right. So listen, y'all. So Jimmy got this big old dick, right? And it has mad fucking words in it, right? Some of it is recent. Some of it is mad fucking old, right? So what you got to do is, right, Jimmy is going to put his hand, right, and he's going to open the book and flip them pages, right? And he's going to stop and be like, all right, this is the word. He's going to put his finger on the word. And then he's going to tell you the word. And then Mermzy over here, he is going to tell you the definition, right? And then you gotta come up with an amazing fucking sentence, all right? But be sure to be funny and make sure that it fucking makes sense. Because if you're not gonna do it right, then why are you doing it?
And then what's the third one?
Get it fucking.
And make sure it sucks, because I'm tired of not winning.
Oh my God!
Yo,
why are you pulling up?
We were laughing because like Chuck's just standing there with a gun.
That's what
oh my God. Hands up, so
like, why does Chuck have a gun out?
I'm tired of not.
Hands is up.
I'm tired of not winning.
Jesus
right?
Christ!
Every year I don't win.
Put the fucking gun away. What are you doing?
I'm calling the cops. That's it. I don't feel safe. Karen does not feel safe.
He's already in the closet.
Yeah,
holding it. And he got a gun. But I'm tired of not winning.
Hostage. I'm tired of not winning.
It's time to whip this thing out.
Chuck, you're not in the competition anymore, so you can't win or lose. You're just not
gotta be
rated.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
I know you're kidding. Also, Stephanie, you did very, very well there, but you did forget the third thing, what we graded on. You said, all right, let me see if you can get it. You gotta use the word correctly, and it's gotta be funny. And then what's the third thing?
It has to make sense.
No, we already said that. Makes sense. Oh. Be funny. What's the third thing?
Funny. Oh, you got to be creative.
Yes, there you go. All right. 100%. Yes. Good job, Stephanie. Chuck, you're up next week. So, O'Shea, do you understand the rules for the word of the day?
I do.
Okay. So, luckily, Jimmy did send me the word, and I watched him do it like we always do. We were on FaceTime. He did it before, you know, he had to
go
to
the hospital. Wow, the integrity, man.
I know. So, and you know what's crazy? Out of that giant, giant dick of all the words that could have come up, I have it written on my phone.
What a pun.
Can you guess? I wonder if you can even guess what the word is going to be. You're going to be like, what the fuck, once you hear it. Can you guess? It has something to kind of do with what we were talking about earlier in the podcast. Okay, I'll let you have one guess before I'll just tell you.
Fart.
No. Okay, no. It's not fart. It is. Your word of the day is cigarette.
Word?
Cigarette. So a cigarette.
Like I'm gonna have a fever dream.
A cigarette is you a narrow. I swear to God that was the word that came up. A cigarette is a narrow cylinder containing a combustible material, typically tobacco, that is rolled into thin paper for smoking. And that is spelled, by the way, C-I-G-A-R-E-T-T-E, cigarette. So, O'Shea, now that you know your word and its definition, could you give us a sentence, please?
If you ever have to smoke a cigarette, make sure you're doing it with the person you love.
Because you don't want to catch STDs. Right, got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Very good. Very good. That was a heartwarming. That's an interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting sentence. That was heartwarming. And it had to do with cigarettes. That's very interesting. Well, thank you, O'Shea, for your, I don't know, this is what, the third, fourth time you've done the word of the day now, season six. So probably third, because we started that in season three. So well done. All right. And we'll see, or fourth time. Oh, this is your fourth time. Yeah, this is your fourth time. We will see how you do on that top 10 list. So far, only you and Rush the Visionary have gone. So that's your only competition so far. So good luck to you. Of course, at the end of the year, we will know where you got. Also, now we also segue into another quick segment that we do now after the word of the day. And I need to share my screen with y'all. Let me share my screen. And I want my co-hosts also, I know they're always listening, but I want their ears to be very open for this. So, O'Shea, this is going to sound interesting. And don't just say yes if you know what I'm talking about before anything happens. Do you know how to talk in a Batman voice? And what I mean by that is like the gravelly voice that like Christian Bale did for the Dark Knight movies. Do you know what I mean when if I'm asking you?
All right, so I do. I don't think that it's safe to do it. I think it'll just hurt a little bit too much for me.
Okay.
Do it.
Could you do it to the best of your abilities is what I'm about to ask you. And all I want you to do is read this quote. Do you see my screen that I'm sharing, this quote right here?
It looks like it says, "As a man, blood, give me word. I can be destroyed, but as a symbol, I can be incorruptible. I can be everlasting."
Very good. All right, co-hosts, Chuck and Stephanie, what is your...
Not a chance.
That was fucking horrible. It was definitely...
I told you.
That was not Shay Shay. I'm sorry.
Okay, it was not O'Shea. I also agree. I do not think it was O'Shea. Okay, so O'Shea, the reason... now we explain. The reason we had you do that, and thank you for doing that, is... O'Shea, I think you remember, because I'm pretty sure you were on the first episode we heard this person. So there is a person out there who is so-called our greatest or our biggest fan, and his name is Bruce Valansky. And every once in a while, he'll send us voice memos. Gosh. You know who we're talking about? All right, you remember. So he sent us a few voice memos before the beginning of this season, and we listened to some of them before Jimmy got too annoyed. And everyone thinks it's me. Like everyone,
it
thinks,
is you.
Everyone's
I told everybody it's you.
Everyone thinks it's me. I keep saying it's not me. And we're trying to see
Bruce Valens.
We're trying to see if anyone we know is Bruce. So we were seeing like if any of our guests were Bruce. So just to get a a clear understanding. This is the last memo we didn't listen to at the beginning of the season from Bruce. We're going to listen to it now. This one is called, this is the voice memo he sent called Moby Dick.
He sends them through email to y'all?
Yeah, he emails them.
Yeah, like who is bro?
He emails them.
I love this dude.
So this one's called Moby Dick. So are you all ready to listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
He piled upon the whale's white hump, the sum of all the general rage, and ate, felt by his whole race, from Adam down. And then, as if his chest had been a mortar, he burst his hot heart shell upon it.
The fuck?
What the fuck was that? He sharted.
Hey, yo. This dude is fucking golden, man. Yo. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I want to know who this is so bad.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Stephanie. Yeah.
I want a pet termite.
Ew.
What? What? How do you have a pet termite?
Because I want to name him Clint. Clint eats wood.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man, that was... She's cracking herself up over there. O'Shea, I bet Bruce is a big fan of O'Shea's because O'Shea will always laugh at every voice memo he
sends. Oh, they're fucking hilarious.
I'm just now in. I just want to solve the mystery.
Maybe there is no mystery. Maybe it is a guy that's just Bruce Valansky. I mean, Bruce Valansky could be a fake name, but it might just be some guy trying to hide his voice.
Maybe you're just trying to throw us off.
Yeah, maybe it's you, because I really see you doing this.
I think he enjoys us saying that it's you. Like, so he's just gonna keep doing it.
Like he just some random guy doing random guy thing.
Okay. He's some man in Cincinnati.
Hermes is a sun god. That's why he does the shit he does.
You know, all right, hold on, wait. No, I think we need to, because he wants to be revealed. All right. Let's get into character. All right. He wants us to know who he is. So he needs to give us something or else he can't be on a podcast anymore. He likes that. He needs to tell us where he's from. That's a condition. Or else he won't be heard from ever again.
All right. So we giving him terms and conditions.
We got to.
All right. So can we all write down a rule for
I want to know where he's from.
I want to know where. All right. Yeah, right. Where he's
it don't
from.
Have to be a city. What's you can just say the state.
What's his ethnicity? And what is his voice box like?
What is his voice box like?
Okay, we need to know the state.
I'm gonna say bro white.
No, he could very well be Mexican or Puerto Rican.
I got a pretty good Batman voice.
Or Dominican.
Nah.
Or Puerto Rican. He could be Mexican or Dominican or white.
No. I also imagined him as white and not maybe, I really hope this statement doesn't sound racist, but it's because of the things he says. I feel like it's the weird, white people do that shit. I feel like I don't see like other races acting or saying weird shit like that.
All right. Well, he has to tell us what color his hair is, what state he's from, and what do we say? Ethnicity. All right.
Okay. Well, hopefully he hears this one and he still hasn't. We emailed him after the first episode of the season and we were like, hey, do you want to like come on the show and stuff like that? And he hasn't answered back yet. And that was the thing last season. It would just be like intermittently, like every couple of months, then he'd like pop out of nowhere and be like, here's 10 voice memos for my favorite podcast. I don't know when we're going to hear from him again. Hopefully we do. And I'll try my best to have you on again, O'Shea, once I hear from him. And I'll let everyone know once I hear from him, or at least get an
email. If he answers those three questions, he can see one nipple of Stephanie's.
Damn.
One.
Jesus.
What kind of, why are you hoeing her out?
My man.
Is that fair?
My man just threw Stephanie out there. Why can't he see your nipple? Well,
Why it can't be my asshole?
Or that's too much. Jeez, that's expensive. Oh my God.
Well, no, because no face, no case. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Nick. Like, oh, you must have freckle titties then. Identifiable.
Yeah, you know, because you never know. So I might just give you my asshole because an asshole is an asshole. Mm. Everybody one booty got hole one. Picture.
Three yeah. answers. All right, that's fair.
So what did you want to know? Right, wait. Hair color?
I was just going to say, it's an important question. With or without hair?
He might like hair. We need to get it. He's going to hear this.
We need a peach fuzz, right?
Okay. All right.
All right. You know like what? A peach. You know,
knowing Bruce Valansky, which I feel like we know him pretty intimately at this point, I feel like he would let you know what he wants to see.
Give me some hair.
He might say, some weird
jingle berries on. I like it when there's a Christmas tree with ornaments.
That he's gonna go,
he might say something even fucking weirder.
Damn, I tried to get weird. You can get weirder than that. I tried.
I think he could get pretty fucking weird. So. O'Shea, do you want to hear another by Bruce or no?
Yes, please.
All right,
yes.
Here. The next one I have up already is the one where it was a phone call with his lawyer. Do we want to hear that one again? No. Yes.
No.
Which one do you want to hear again? Because I only have the one, like the six he sent us initially. I have so there's welcome back. That was the one where he's like, hey, like whatever. And then there's the one we just listened to, Moby Dick. Then there's phone call with lawyer number 37. Then there's favorite vid number 16. No, sorry. Then there's favorite vid. Then there's memory number 16. And then that's it.
Memory.
Play memory 16. Wow.
Because we here. Shay Shay.
Damn.
Get it up. All right, here we go.
I remember like the sounds of the birds in the morning.
This is Kristen. Yeah.
Her name was Casey. She'd run around at recess with us and the other boys, play vic-vacs with her toes, soak up granite and dirt through the gaps in her teeth, talked about boners and piss like they were normal forms of civilized conversation.
It's so Merms, I'm telling you, I can see Merms doing this shit.
My friend says she's not like a dude.
I know who it is, too.
But to me, she was an angel.
I know who it is.
One day after the school cricket game, she took me under the bleachers after everyone left.
I know who it is.
We held it's Trip God, got Jimmy. Lost in each other's eyes.
It's Trip God.
My pants pulled out my hot, throbbing cock. She barely got to suck on it for a minute before it exploded in her mouth. She swallowed it up before asking me to return the favor.
It's Rush.
Hold on.
I unzipped her pants, wrapped my hand around her hot, throbbing cock, and started sucking. Turns out she was a dude.
What?
First loves, right?
Okay.
I know it is. You know it's
with Keith. I don't fit.
Bro, it's Rivera.
Yo!
Rivera?
It could be.
Who the fuck is Rivera?
Yeah,
no,
who the fuck
I
is
never
Rivera?
Thought of that.
It's Rivera.
There's no Rivera? Way. But he doesn't usually say bad words.
Yes, he did when he would do a voice. Like he went whenever he wanted to be funny.
That's right.
Who the fuck is Rivera?
All right. Sorry. Rivera. Okay, actually, we're going to have to. Let's not say his name because he's never actually been on the show. But he is a friend of ours. He was in our department in the Navy, O'Shea and I. So we're the only ones that know him, along with Donnie. Donnie would be the only other guest that knew.
It's gotta be him. Nobody
that's
else is
not
that
bad.
Funny, bro.
It could be him. That's funny.
That's
funny.
And
you know what? He's been active on Instagram lately, like sending me memes and shit, and they're ridiculous too. So I'm
I want to meet Rivera.
I want to meet bro.
His dick is. So, you would
is it like a Pillsbury Doughboy
dope? No. So I'm gonna tell you, this is what this guy told me. I didn't see it, I just heard the story.
He told me
that there are three different kinds. You got penises, you got dicks, and you got cocks. He said that Rivera got a cock.
Yeah.
So
what's a cock?
It's what you would like, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Oh, Pillsbury Doughboys.
I see, these references she's making. You either have a dying fetus or something like that, or a Pillsbury
fetus.
A developing fetus or a Pillsbury doughboy. I've never heard this.
I don't know what that even means. Are you talking about the roll of biscuits?
It sounds like bro's gonna put some mileage on that ad.
No, I'm saying like you, it's like two of the Pillsbury. Like you stack them on top.
Anybody got time for that?
That was the story I heard, and I really think it's Rivera.
We gotta meet, bro.
Let's try not to say his name too much. I'm gonna have to probably bleep that out and stuff.
We're gonna have
it's
to
last name. It's
we want to speak to Bruce
ass.
Because Bruce has been saying some wild shit about the Mamacita.
Yes, every other you throw a rock in the crowd.
He's gonna look.
His name Rivera.
Look, he's gonna hear this and he's gonna be like, "Oh man, what the?"
Yeah, because he actually like didn't. He had like a higher pitched voice. That was the
what
funny
the
thing. Yeah, what the freak?
How you got a high pitched voice, but you got a damn cocky say it,
dude? This guy,
bro,
Optimus
Prime, bro. He could sound exactly like Optimus Prime, bro. Like
really?
Perfect. Yes,
he could do voices. It might be him. That's the best guess I've heard so far. Really,
it's
other than me, other than people saying
knows.
It was me. I know. That's why. I think that's why. So let's say it is him. Say Bruce is Rivera. That would be the perfect cover because then the blame all comes to me because he's thinking like, oh, you know, there's only three people on the podcast who ever heard me. Like Stephanie, Chuck, Jimmy, they don't know who the fuck I am. I can sound like Murmur and Batman at the same fucking time and do this voice. And fucking Murms is stuck. Everyone's like, oh, it's Murms. And then meanwhile, that might be the answer.
What's his IG?
No,
we're not going to put his information out like that. But I mean, I could give it to you afterwards.
Maybe I'm friends with my asshole.
And he is.
No, I think he's still married.
Did he get married? Oh, okay. Anyway, let's not put his business out there. But yeah, that's a great answer. And on that note, guys, though, it is that unfortunate, sad time of the podcast where we got to wrap shit up and we got to go home. We got to give our last minute plugs and we got to get the fuck out of here. All right, O'Shea, it was a pleasure having you on. And we're going to get back to you in a second. You know, it's always a pleasure having you on. And by the way, if you guys want to hear more O'Shea, this is not going to be the last time he's going to be on this season. He's going to be on a bunch more times. All right. It's just how it works. He's always on. This is just his main solid episode where we got to do the segments with him. For now on, like whenever he's on, it's just like, let's just fucking pull aliens or whatever the fuck. But anyway, moving along, and we'll get to O'Shea in a minute here. Let's do our last minute plugs. And starting to the bottom left of my computer screen, my friend Stephanie, do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
Yes.
Please share.
Shout out to all my fellas out there. I've been on a guy frenzy lately. So make sure, ladies, that y'all swallow all the way. Make sure that y'all have birth control. And I think it's like Women's History Month, but who gives a fuck? It's all about y'all. And matter of fact, it's St. Patty's Month too. So shout out to all my Irish people. I like cabbage. With motherfucking, what is that shit? Mustard. And so I want to shout out to all of my Irish people. Shout out to all my people in the service. Shout out to everybody in the motherfucking world. Shout out to all the new babies that were just born. Shout out to fucking everybody. Shout out to O'Shea with his fucking fire ass glasses. You know what I'm saying? And his wonderful guess on who the fuck this Bruce person is. And thank you guys, because you guys are the fucking absolute best. You know what I mean? I fucking love you guys. And strap the fuck up. And that's it. Don't get pregnant. Swallow. It's the best way to go.
I will not get pregnant.
Amen.
Don't get pregnant. Yeah, no. Amen. You don't be shooting up no clubs. All right? And, okay, one more thing. And if we're going to strap up, make sure that you the condom first, because if it don't blow up like a balloon and it that means that bitch fucking put a hole in that shit. So you got to be careful.
Nope. We need 2 minutes. I am not putting my mouth.
No. I'm not saying like push your mouth, but you know what I'm saying? Because the air's going to go in and it'll blow up. You know what I'm saying?
That's not how it really don't work like that. You
it's
gotta,
not like a balloon.
Well, you gotta, you know how a balloon, you gotta put your lip on it.
Do you really?
Same kind of deal. Yeah.
Oh, damn. So I'm gonna need a balloon. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie, for those last minute plugs. They are wonderful as always. And to the bottom right of my computer screen, our in studio comedian, DJ Chucky, my friend, do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
Yeah, dog. Hey, like always, of course, keep sharing this shit. It'll laugh with us. Hey, man. O'Shea, I thought them was the Ray-Ban Metas, the Wayfair, not the Wayfair, but the, there's another, they got another style. I thought that's what those was. I've been looking at them Ray-Ban Metas, man. I'm trying to get some. I love technology. I'm into it. But hey, man, thanks for coming by. It's a good fucking story. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
And yeah, thank you, man. It's always a pleasure.
Over to take my motherfucking pants off.
I'm going to try that too.
It's efficient.
It is. Yeah. It is, isn't it?
And we're on to you now, fucking Bruce Valansky.
Yeah, I think we might. Yeah, Bruce. That might be the best goddamn. I'm excited to hear from Bruce again. Hopefully, hopefully it happens sooner than later. But thank you, Chuck, for those last minute plugs and my last minute plugs before we get into our honored special guest co-host. Or, of course, you can follow GreatMorning_the podcast on Instagram. You can follow GreatMorning_the podcast on TikTok. Stephanie's running that now. You can follow Slightly Special with two L's at the end. You can follow You Love Steph. You can follow Topaz Kin. You can follow DJ Chucky on Instagram as well. You can follow Trip God Jimmy. That is TRYPGODJIMI on Instagram. And yeah, I think that's it. As of right now, we have a few ideas. I'll say this, a little update. Nothing concrete yet, but we have a few ideas for specials floating out there. I know we want to do a special either this month or the beginning of April. We want to try to do some sort of special for you guys. So we're working on ideas for that. So that hopefully we have more updates on that soon. And again, congratulations to Jimmy. We, you know, wish you could be here, obviously, but you know, listen, that's having a baby is a good reason not to be on the podcast. So, you know, hopefully we hear from him again soon. But it might be a bit. So send him your love. You know, everything's going great. So congratulations again to him. But anyway, moving on to our special honor guest co-host, O'Shea Ivy, my dear friend. It's always great hearing from you. I always love having you on, and I know everyone else loves having you on. You're one of the favoritest people here. So what do you have to say to listeners? What last minute plugs do you have? Please share it now.
I got a new song coming out. It's called Boom Shakalaka. And I'm just so happy that y'all are still doing this. Y'all are my favorite people. And congratulations to Jimmy on the baby. It's so awesome. Him and V. And shout out Bruce Valansky. And also, okay, really quick, Stephanie, do you have a fact? I need one.
Oh, yes. I got a motherfucking fact for you. Hold on. I got right now.
And while we wait for her to get that, Stephanie, let's hear some motherfucking facts.
Hold the fuck on.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. I think it's time for Stephanie to give us some fucking facts. Stephanie's facts. Oh yeah, baby. All right. Okay. Wait, I do that for the jingle. Come on. That's how I know when to put in the jingle.
Come on.
Bye.
Come on, Stephanie. You know
what. Don't burst my balls.
Come on. Don't burst my balls.
I'm sorry. I don't like busting balls. Because we need children.
You ever stepped on somebody?
Hey.
Hey.
You ever step on somebody?
You ever sat on the face? I'm talking about like really sat on it.
Yes, I did.
Jeez Louise. Stephanie is a beast.
Yo, I'm a nasty ass bitch. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm a nasty ass whore.
Jesus Christ.
I'm fucking nasty. I don't give a shit. That's why baby daddy's having love, because I'm fucking nasty. It's disgusting how disgusting I could be. But let me tell you.
Let's hear this end of podcast fact.
Got you.
O'Shea, where can people follow you, by the way?
Oh, Instagram, OSHEA.IV. The dot is a punctuation marks, not spelled out. Twitter is unknown. I don't do TikTok. All platforms, digital streaming, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Ocean IV. Shout out, Great Morning, the greatest podcast in the world.
Fantastic. Stephanie, you got this fact.
I'm going to play your shit at this goddamn Sweet 16 party I got to do later on today.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm back at SD too.
You what?
He's back in San Diego.
Hey. Okay. All right. So it says here, tomato sauce is not Italian at all, but Mexican. The first tomato sauce were already being sold in the markets of whatever the fuck this is, Tenochtitlan, when the Spaniards arrived and had many of the same ingredients, tomatoes, bell peppers, and chilies, that were later defined Italian tomato paste sauces 200 years later. So y'all not the originators of the motherfucking marinara sauce. It's a Mexican thing. Okay.
Make that.
I think, you know, I have some qualms with that fact, unfortunately. There's
Of course you do.
Dude, I got a shit again too, Chuck. So I don't know why you need to message that. You could have just said that out loud. So real quick, my fact then is they had a sauce. Now, it could have, like, the Mexican sauce could have, like, definitely originated the marinara sauce we know today. I'm not saying that's not true, Stephanie. That could definitely be true. But the first instance of a tomato kind of sauce was used way back. In fact, in Virgil's Aeneid, which is kind of a sequel to Homer's The Iliad and The Odyssey, like 1,000 fucking years ago, the founding of Rome, there's the first instance of pizza written down in that book when Aeneas and some of his followers, they have literally bread and they put some sauce and cheese on top of it and cook it for a bit.
Did you know that Randy escaped the motherfucking zoo enclosure and he impregnated about 100 motherfucking females in 2014? And there's about 400 fucking babies that belong to Randy.
Did she just cut out with everyone else?
That was weird.
That was weird. O'Shea's just like laughing.
She's talking about conspiracies. They're trying to shut us down, man.
Dude, by the way, who the fuck is Randy?
Yeah.
You just said Randy escaped from a zoo. Who's Randy?
Randy the penguin.
Randy the walrus escaped from the zoo.
And he fucks me.
Randy the guinea pig. Okay.
A guinea pig?
Yes.
Why do they have a guinea pig
in a zoo?
I don't know, but he impregnated mad bitches, and there's about 400 babies that's attached to his ass. So you imagine if he was a fucking human being, he'll be fucked in fucking family court. The fuck?
I sound like a black.
Nah, he won't be fucked. Y'all will be fucked.
He's like, I got a movie.
Kids, you know, all 20 of these kids got to share this $1,000. That's it. Take that shit.
Oh my
Randy
God.
Randy plus 400 and all of him is 400 babies.
Y'all be thinking
Disney.
Y'all be thinking child support to come up.
Yo, bitches really be thinking that a fucking, now that's a motherfucking fact right there. That's a Fendi fact, because these bitches really be living their motherfucking lives over fucking child support. These bitches is really bums out here. But anyway, I took a ride.
Yes. Anyway, that's amazing. Anyway, thank you for those last bit of facts. And thank you for everyone coming on. O'Shea, we can't wait to hear from you again soon. And of course, that was our episode. Great morning.
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 Great morning.